The Statue and the Tourist by Maya Kowalczyk. On a beautiful island, there was a lovely statue named the Statue of Liberty. She was as blue as the mid-morning sky. She had a torch of fire in her right hand and a tablet with the date she was built on in her left. On her forehead, she had a headband of spikes. The spikes were as sharp as daggers. Looked as if she was reaching for the sky. She stood in an enormous tall marble tower as smooth as silk. Her marble tower stood an enormous 10-pointed star. Her island was a few miles away from New York City. Even though she looked at her city like an angel, she was quite far away. 2 months after the Statue of Liberty was built, a tourist named Veronica flew to New York. She had never been there, so it was a whole new world for her. She needed a map to help her because she was really quite lost. "What a beautiful city it is, and it is terribly huge," she exclaimed happily. She had friends and family in New York, so she came to visit them. She was lucky that she had somewhere to sleep. After her flight, she was incredibly tired. Consequently, she dashed straight to bed when she got home. Her room was tiny and cramped, so she didn't really have any space for her items. "Where will I put my possessions?" she asked herself. Next morning, she woke up with a yawn. Her mother came to her room, and in a sing-song voice, she said, "Breakfast is ready, Veronica. Pancakes, your favourite." So she got up and got dressed and washed her hands. She ate her breakfast in a hurry because she wanted to have the whole day sightseeing New York. As soon as she ate her breakfast, she hurriedly rushed outside like a cheetah chasing its prey. When she got out, she dashed to the first thing her glasses took to her, New York Town Square. The town square was huge and lots of people wandered there too. Knowing that New York was a colossal city, she had a long day of her. "Where shall I go? There are so many people blocking my view," she muttered. As there were too many people, she proceeded somewhere else, the Statue of Liberty. It was a long trip to the Statue of Liberty, even on her motorboat. Once she got there, she was sweating like an ice lolly leaking in the sun. "What a long way to get there," she whispered out of breath. She climbed up onto the statue and saw the sight, a beautiful sight. The sight was so lovely, she stayed there for a few hours. It was now dark and it was time to go. While she was heading out, she heard drops of water coming from outside. She looked out the window and saw the Statue of Liberty crying. She climbed outside onto the statue's shoulder and asked, "Whatever is the matter?" The statue smiled and looked at Veronica. "I look over my city and see a lot of poor people sitting out on the streets. In other places, there are rich people with their fine fortunes and grand houses. They brag day and night." The statue cried. Slowly, another set of tears fell down her cheek. Veronica felt the night cold breeze gently flowing against her. The statue tells Veronica about how upset she is that the world cannot be fair. If she was rich and wealthy, she would give some of her money to the poor. "Not everything in life can be fair," Veronica gently replied. She knew that people would love life to be fair. Poor people would love to have a home and items they need, but don't have. They made a plan to help the wealthy and poor. "I should come every evening," said Veronica while leaving. She headed home down the riverside. She thought it was peaceful. In the morning, she woke up incredibly early so she could have a head start. She ate her sandwich as fast as she could. When she got outside, she headed towards the rich people's houses. Carefully, she knocked on the door of the Adams family. They opened the door awfully slowly, which wasted most of her time. Finally, they came outside and asked her why she had come to them. "I've come here to ask you if you would kindly give me a generous amount of money to give to the poor. They will be able to buy items they need but do not have," Veronica nervously replied. "We would be happy to help the poor. They do deserve some money as they have been sitting on the streets for over a year now," they responded. They gave Veronica a generous amount of money to give to the poor. Veronica proceeded to the rich people to ask for some money. In the evening, she sailed to the Statue of Liberty and told her that her first job was done. They made a second plan to help the rich and poor. The next day, she repeated her morning routine and started the next plan. She dashed out across the streets and gave the money to the poor. "The rich has kindly given some of their money to you," Veronica replied. The poor were filled with pride and joy. "Young lady, could you thank the rich for us? We would be even more grateful," exclaimed an old man. Veronica replied, "Of course I will tell them thank you, and I will specifically tell them those thanks from you. I promise." So she did what she promised to the poor. Veronica quickly ran to the poor and told them thanks from the poor. Firstly, she ran to the Adams family and said, "I am giving you thanks from the poor and from me as well. I am thanking you for giving me the money to give to the poor. Thank you so much." She was so thankful she said it so quickly. At least they understood her. "We were honoured to help some of the poor because some of them were our family and friends. We would do anything to help them." The Adams family were a very nice family. Now she had to go to the other rich people that gave her money for the poor. She had to do it quickly because she still needed time to meet the Statue of Liberty. She managed to get her to her quick enough. She told the statue that she had finished her second job. Consequently, they made the last plan. They worked through it over and over again. This was the final step. They got through it eventually. For the third time this week, she had to repeat her morning routine. She was starting to get used to it. Once she finished her routine, she dashed outside and headed back to the poor. This time she was going to tell them not to buy items that could kill you, otherwise they give them money for nothing and they would be poor again. She insisted on getting a job and a house first so they could earn money from the job and have somewhere to sleep. They did as she said. While they were doing it, she was wondering if her mother was worried about her. She hadn't seen her mother in 3 days. She woke up so early and came home so late. After a while, she looked back at the poor and saw that somehow they bought a house so quickly. She was really impressed and shocked. Veronica looked at her watch and remembered that she had to see the statue. She ran as quickly as she could, as her motorboat could take her. Once she got there, she sailed as fast as the waves could take her. She got there just in time. The statue was waiting. She told the statue the most exciting news. She had finished the final step. They were so happy that the statue cried with joy. Veronica said, "I need to get home, otherwise my mother will be worried." The statue let her go. Once Veronica got home, she saw that her mother was in the kitchen. She ran up to her and hugged her. She was very upset. She was leaving in the morning very early. She helped her mother tidy up and her mother packed Veronica's bag. They were going to tidy up in one night. Veronica promised her mother that she would come and visit again after about 3 hours Veronica had to go. She got on her plane on time and saw the most beautiful view of the statue. Tears fell down her cheeks as she flew home. She was happy to go back to London, but she would miss her mother and the statue. She missed her mother the most. The end.